Welcome. My name is Keith Clark. I'm a graduate of Sudbury Valley, and I'm going to be the moderator for tonight's meeting. We have here some panelists who are former students of Sudbury Valley, and they're going to be speaking to you about their experience since they left Sudbury Valley. After every one of us has spoken, I will start. There will be a question and answer period. I think we're ready to begin. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I came to Sudbury Valley in the fall of 1986. I had been a student at Marlboro High School in the top of my class, intelligent and athletic. I had the outward appearance of a well-rounded young man. The type high school guidance counselors, as they peruse your transcripts, referred to as definite college material. Lurking beneath the surface was a stressed out and stifled person. I worried about the future constantly. I succeeded because I was expected to succeed. I rarely did anything spontaneous. So it was to everyone's surprise that I walked into the high school office on the day before classes were to begin for what would have been my senior year at Marlboro High, and had told the secretary that I was transferring to the Sudbury Valley School. Do you know what you're doing? She asked me. The alarm in her voice commanded a sudden silence in the room. Yes, I do, I said. I wanted to go to the school I'd been reading and dreaming about all summer long more than anything else in the world. I was sure. I had made up my mind and nothing could stop me. I got my transcripts, said thank you and goodbye, and was gone. I started school at Sudbury Valley the following week. At first, I didn't know what to do with myself. When do classes start? I asked. Oh, they'll start posting things in a while, I was told. This was in the day when the staff still posted classes that they were going to teach, and then students signed up instead of the other way around, students requesting a class. The day went up. The day that the classes went up, I signed up for every class I could possibly fit into my schedule. This is great, I thought to myself. Take any class you like. Wow. I was up to my neck in classes. It was fine for a while, but then I started to get stressed. What's going on? I thought to myself. I'm not supposed to be worrying. Nobody's forcing me to do this. So why am I stressed? Nobody was right. Nobody but me. In the absence of a fast track to jump onto, I had built my own. Suddenly, the freedom was too much for me. I wanted structure. I wanted someone to tell me what to do. One day, I approached Dan Greenberg and asked him if we could talk. I must have looked like a nervous wreck. What should I be doing to prepare for college? Should I go to college? What am I supposed to be doing here? I unleashed a barrage of questions. Danny smiled, thought for a second, and then he said, Keith, you can do anything you want to do.